The Justice Minister, Paul Goldsmith, is signalling an end to voters being able to enrol on election day. The Auditor General yesterday released his inquiry into errors in the final result of last year's general election. It found unprecedented numbers of special votes put significant pressure on the Commission, resulting in rushed final checks. I spoke with Chief Electoral Officer Carl Kane earlier and asked him whether people should be allowed to enrol on election day.
Look, that's really a matter for Parliament to consider and decide. They set the laws and we need to implement them. What we can do, though, is encourage people to update their enrolments well before voting. So it goes smoother for people in the voting place. They can get their ordinary vote quicker and it makes it easier for us when we come to count them.
Are you saying that you're at your capacity, that you can't deal with the numbers who are enrolling late during the election process?
I think what we're saying is it would be better for people if they updated their enrolments well before voting started.
Well, no, better for you. I mean, it doesn't really matter for the voter as long as they get enrolled. I'm asking for you in terms of the processing, whether you are at capacity, and are you saying you can't cope with the numbers that are doing that?
Look, we could put more resource to that, have more people helping us process the enrolments and also during the official count process. That would be another way to do it.
So why not do that or recommend doing that? Because surely, as a country, we want to make it as easy for people to vote. And we do live in a world where people are moving around a lot, moving, we've got a rental market, a big rental market, people are moving. They're going to need to keep making special votes.
Look, as I said, ultimately that's for Parliament to decide what are the best settings for that. We can advise on what it would take to implement it and what it would cost. That's what we would be doing.
So will you express a view to the government on whether or not they should or shouldn't allow enrolments on election day?
Look, it's really important that the Commission remains impartial in some of these sorts of matters, so we're unlikely to express a view on the merits of it, but we would advise on what it would take to implement any changes.
And will it require, if you were to get the similar numbers at the next election, the extra 100,000 potentially seeking to enrol on election day, hundreds of thousands during the weeks leading up to it, you would require, what, a lot more resource? What are we talking about in terms of staff numbers and IT and that sort of thing?
We would probably need a few hundred more people to help us process those.
Is that a problem? I mean, do you have a difficulty trying to find the staff you need under normal circumstances?
Every election we have challenges recruiting people, especially in rural areas. Although we got enough people in last year's election, but it's always a challenge.
On the day, there were certainly concerns, I know some in South Auckland and some areas in Auckland, regarding the breakdown of the IT system. What assurances can you give people in those electorates that suffered as a result of that or who were frustrated that won't happen again?
We'll be testing our systems much harder before we use them. They were tested, load testing. We just didn't test that particular system hard enough.
Now, on the issue of people voting twice, the report, the Auditor General's report, also identified that some dual votes were included in the official results because an instruction for electoral staff to extract those votes was not universally done. Mr. Lacaine said 321 votes were potential dual votes, but the small numbers meant they would not have impacted the outcome of any electorate or list seat. We will speak to the Justice Minister about this issue a little bit later in the program.